A new cheap streaming service, taking a ride on the Hyperloop, and a diet-friendly wine. This is a Tuesday edition of The Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrenz.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.
All right, Jennifer, cord cutting. Everyone's doing it. It's the hip new thing. It's cool. Have you done it yet?
Not yet.
No, so you still pay for, like, cable?
You know what? We've never had cable.
Oh, you've never had cable.
If you can believe that. But Netflix, Hulu...
Okay, so you've never even had the cord.
No, I never even had a cord to cut.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Do you have like an antenna that you can get like your local channels or?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, we just never got cable. We got Netflix and it just didn't make sense.
You know,
I know so many people that have cable that watch one channel and they pay way too much.
And I think it's. You know, I think it's just the time. Like, I remember, you know, we grew up.
I mean, cable grew up with
thing,
cable, yeah.
And it's like, I've got to have cable. That's part of my monthly expenditure,
right.
To have the cable, you know. And now now I find that I'm not watching very much of it at all. Or I just, like you said, just a few channels. And so I think, you know, next week my service, my UVerse is up, and I think I'm cutting that cord. My big problem is sports.
Yeah.
Okay. But if you don't want sports, you have a ton of options, and including a new one, there's this company called, there's this service called Philo, P-H-I-L-O. So I'm not sure if it's Philo or Philo, but I'm going to go with Philo.
I think Philo.
Yeah, Philo. It doesn't have sports, but everything else, A&E, AMC, Comedy Central, HGTV, 30 other channels, and you can get the whole thing for $16.99 a month.
Wow, that's not bad at all.
No, that's really good, you know.
You figure Netflix itself is what, I forget, 15?
It's like 15 bucks.
That.
Yeah. You know, so I wonder there, you know, after a while, you know, if you get Netflix and you got Hulu and now you get Philo.
Right.
At some point, you're going to be paying whatever your cable bill was before.
Yeah.
And it sounds like it's a little bit more of a hassle.
Right. I mean, with something like this, you know, if you're not into sports.
Yeah.
You know.
The gist of it is this was like a model that was used at a lot of universities, including like Harvard and Yale, University of Alabama. And it was just this package that was available to students there, but the gist was you could take it with you, you know, so it's streaming,
like,
so it goes everywhere,
right.
You know. And a lot of people, when they left school, they're like, how do I get that?
Right.
You know. And so this is coming up. It's going to be available soon. And, yeah, so another service out there vying for your very, very valuable entertainment dollar.
Yeah, so, makes sense. I mean...
It's true, you know, because that's another thing, too. Like, a lot of people, they pay these cable packages or they pay for other packages on streaming services, and they've got sports in them, and they're like, I don't watch sports.
Right.
So, and then now for people like me who do watch sports, now we're starting to almost get, you know, the raw end of the deal because they're expensive packages. You know, the sports are expensive, and then... Yeah, we're going
to
get screwed.
Or you just have to stop being a sports fan.
Just got to stop. You know what?
Priorities.
That's it. I'm done. I'm cutting my sports cord, too.
Well, yesterday we talked a lot about fast cars.
Yeah, Chapman was... You've got a fast car. I've got a fast car.
We talked about how we should have used that song.
Yeah,
didn't
yeah.
Think of it till we were already...
I don't think we have a Hyperloop song, though.
I don't think so. Probably a Hyperloop sounding song.
Maybe.
But anyways, so if your car itself can't go 200 miles per hour, if you live in Denver, you might be able to go 200 miles per hour.
Wow.
So here's the scoop.
Okay.
There's plans to build a high-speed tube train network in Denver. So it would take your car, it could take trucks, cargo pallets, you name it. In this system that would transport you through, you know, heavily congested areas in Denver. Forbes says a Hyperloop startup called, I believe it's pronounced Arrivo.
Okay.
It sounds like that would make sense.
Arrivo.
Like you're arriving.
I have Arrivo.
But maybe it's Arrivo.
Yeah.
Arrivo is partnered with the state of Colorado, and they hope to create a network that could be up and running by 2021. So
wow.
Under 5 years. They have to do a feasibility study, see if it actually makes sense to spend the money to do this. Will it be worthwhile? How much will it cost? Engineering, all those details are still a ways off.
Yeah.
So it's not a done deal for sure. But they're going to study it, take a look at it. Again, the system would be able to carry cars, trucks, you
name
it.
See, it's cool because it takes your vehicle with you. It takes everything that you've got going on with you.
Like a ferry, you know, you're not having to leave your car somewhere else. It takes you and your car.
And I think like Elon Musk, the Tesla guy, he's been talking about doing this in L.A. for a little while.
He has, yeah. And I think that system, if I understand it correctly, would have been even faster speeds, like I think 700 miles per hour. So this is in a way sort of a scaled back version. I think
because
it's
Colorado, everyone's
far.
a little more mellow.
Yeah, we don't need to get there. 2-3 miles per hour.
Yeah, right, 200, that's too much.
So I think less distance. This is about 30 miles that it would take you, rather than I think Musk's would be a lot farther.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So this is sort of a smaller version of what Musk was proposing to do, and this seems like it would actually be in place faster. I don't remember where Musk's project stands, but this
sounds like it actually has like a go ahead.
Yeah, like it's a little bit more set to go forward. So
cool.
Well, yeah, I mean, we love it here in Chicago. Sure.
Well, keep us in the loop, eh?
Hey, I'll keep you in the Hyperloop.
So, hey, the good people of Iowa are trying to restore their good name. This after a tweet went viral featuring a questionable food item. And
nothing gets people riled up and creates controversy more than
food on social media. His name is Chris Jorgensen. He's a sophomore at Iowa State University, and he tweeted a couple photos a couple days ago. And in it, he says, "You ain't from Iowa if you never had one of these. Pop-Tart with a cheese slice in between."
Oh,
and you can see
it.
You can see it right here. Here's the picture of what that Pop-Tart looks like.
So you just want to add a little bit of protein to your,
the gist
your sugary
was,
breakfast?
The gist was he was, raiding the fridge and he only had a few things left. You know, a starving college student. You don't have a whole lot going on in there, you know. So
I guess that's how it happened.
You kind of mix it up. The Pop-Tart, which I had to get to the end of the article to find out what flavor it was, because that's what I wanted
to
know.
Yeah, that was my first question. Is it strawberry? Is it frosted?
It is strawberry, and Chris says that is his favorite flavor of Pop-Tart, and it's a good one. It's a good one. I personally like cherry, or the fudge one is pretty good. Anyway, the tweet drew hundreds of retweets, quote tweets, comments. He says, "I think I've done some damage to the state of Iowa." He got responses from the Iowa State Police. Iowa State U Police said, "You're under arrest."
That's pretty funny.
At Barstool Trent said, "I'm from Iowa and will not allow our good name to be besmirched by this food monstrosity." Mr. Johnson says, "As an Iowa native, I would sadly like to denounce the fact that we do not condone such foolingness to ever be put on anyone's plate."
But is it really do people in Iowa do this, or was this just one kid who made it?
Now, my favorite was at Ben Schmidt, who said, "Nope, that's not Iowa. Passing this to a man from Massachusetts." And Chris Jorgensen actually ended up replying to his own thing, and he said, "Thanks to at Hy-Vee." Yeah, you know, the grocery store chain.
Oh, okay.
For the hookup on cheap cheese and toaster pastries.
I mean, that piece of cheese, it looks like Velveeta or something.
I know. I think it's like a Kraft American or something like that.
Right.
By the way, Hy-Vee tweeted back, "You are welcome. Enjoy." Which got me thinking. So this got me thinking about other kind of gross things that maybe you eat that you don't really think about, right?
Right.
And I don't know if this is gross or not. I sure liked it growing up. And I remember my mom would make peanut butter and lettuce on toast.
Oh, interesting. I mean, it sounds gross, but at the same time, lettuce is pretty...
Yeah, pretty meh, you know.
It would just add a crunch factor to it.
Yeah, yeah.
I can see that.
Okay, beer and chocolate.
And how?
An ice cold beer and like a chunk of Hershey's chocolate.
I guess so.
I think it's delicious. I think it's amazing. I think it's delicious.
Flavored beer, right? Or beer that has notes of chocolate.
Yeah, mocha or something, yeah. And then peanut butter on a burger. I had that for the first time last summer. It was so good.
You know, I'm going to say no way to that. I ordered an Elvis burger.
Yeah, an Elvis burger
recently.
Yeah.
The Orbit Room by chance?
Yes, I think so. I think so.
It was like peanut butter, bacon. Yeah. I don't know if there was...
it was so good.
Banana, because what...
There was no banana on the one that I had.
I think,
yeah,
same here, but I did not like it.
No, did not.
I think I thought about it too much before it arrived. Like, ordered it, like, right. Oh, that sounds good, and then I was having second thoughts, and, you know...
Yeah.
I wouldn't order it again.
How about A1 sauce on fish?
Ew, no way. No way.
I kind of like it with like shrimp or something.
This is funny. Both my father and my father-in-law do this. My dad did this growing up. I never thought anyone else did it. And then I met my husband and his dad does it. Putting a piece of cheese, like American or cheddar cheese, on heated on apple pie.
Oh,
which I guess it makes sense because you would have cheese and apple, right? I mean,
yeah, you totally apple could like a fondue
and cheese
thing.
Cheese would
yeah.
be good, but they warm it up. My dad would always do that growing up, and we'd be so grossed out. Like, it's apple pie. Why
now,
add
you know
cheese
what?
To it? But then my father-in-law does the same thing.
You know, 'tis the season where there's always a pie around, so I'm going to have to give that one a shot.
I mean,
now.
Yeah.
All right, well, you know, I think that's it for our gross food combinations for today.
Yes.
So if you haven't been grossed out enough, our national days include a couple other foods that could actually make things pretty gross. It's National Pickle Day.
I love
and,
pickles.
And National Spicy Guacamole Day. So there you go. Not just guac, spicy guacamole. And that's it. You know what else is spicy, Jennifer?
The morning feed.
And you can... you can check in for more of the spice and review and subscribe on Google Play Music, iTunes, and Stitcher, and also check us out on our Facebook page. Thanks a lot for listening. This has been a Tuesday edition of The Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrance.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.